Radio MD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. We live in a label-conscious society that tends to lock people into various roles and ideas of what they should and shouldn't do. These labels limit our potential and hold us back. My guest today, Cher Consenza, is a living example of the power of unlabeling and unlimiting yourself. Cher is an actress as well as a licensed private investigator who has earned her law degree and MBA. Cher is here today to talk to us about defying expectations and how we can all rise above labels to create the life that we want. Cher, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you with us today.
Hi, Erica. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so this is incredible what you've done with your life, and I just love this idea of not limiting ourselves to being one thing or having one career or, you know, kind of one identity. And I just wanted to get your opinion on how you help people see that in your own work, in your own life. How do you get people to see that they don't need to label?
Well, I love that you use the words labels and unlimiting, because that's what I'm all about. And I started that from a very young age, and I was happy to have the background with the parents that helped me, inspired me to do this. Basically, when you start out, everybody seems to think that you need to categorize what you're going to do and focus on one thing, but I actually think it's more empowering to kind of grasp that there's other things you might want to do in life and see how those things could flow into one another. It's best if there's a way that they do, and I figured out that in order to be happy, you have to allow things that maybe don't look like at first they're the right thing to do, kind of flow into one another and work off each other. So, for example, I've kind of beat a lot of odds. When I was growing up, I was doing all my acting and my modeling, but at the same time, I loved the educational side of things, and I felt that it was real empowerment. And I loved the idea of breaking the labels of being someone that was on billboards in New York City, but was also running a corporate and financial law journal in a top law school. I love the idea that people don't limit me, because I've explained to them that you don't have to put categorizations on people. Instead, you can really just kind of understand what makes you happy and where your strengths are and go forward. Then I floated into something that I loved, which was helping people. And I opened a private investigation company. And I really felt that when I did this, although right away people hear the word investigation, and it almost has, Erica, a tone of negativity, but it's so not. It's completely positive. The idea of giving people strength and answers to go forward and take knowledge, I always say knowledge is power, and they take this information I give them, and they can go forward with their lives. And it's such a weight on people's shoulders in their everyday life when they're not really certain of things, or if they don't feel confident. And I think a lot of what I feel unlabeling and unlimiting is about is finding your inner confidence and being able to go forward with that and build off it.
Right. And I love this message that you do send in everything that you do. And I know that you probably have people come up to you and ask you, you know, well, I'm scared of change, or I'm fearful of, you know, going back to school or becoming a lawyer because I've been doing, you know, this, or I've had this career for this amount of time and I've always wanted to be a writer, but, you know, I can't do that. I mean, what do you tell people? How do you encourage people, especially if there's anyone listening out there right now that really like has a dream that they've always wanted to achieve or a goal that they have, and that they just feel like they're too fearful to take that step? What advice can you give them?
I tell them to do exactly what I did. Don't listen to anyone. Listen to yourself. Don't forward. If I had listened to people all the way along, except for the people that are the closest to me, I probably would have gotten discouraged a long time ago. You know, it happens to me in my everyday life, even now. Primarily have been sticking with my acting career. And I actually just did a movie that's going to be coming out in a couple of months with Glenn Close and John Malkovich. And
fantastic.
While I'm doing that, you know, it's really great. But, you know, this is a great example of what I go through in my everyday challenges, even at the point that I'm at right now. You know, when I'm up and I'm on a set, I speak of things that are not really the norm on an acting set. You know, I have calls coming in and they're part of my investigation team, or somebody will ask me, hey, where did you just graduate from? And I say, law school. You know, it always stops people for a second, and they almost look at you like, wait a second. You know, it's because I did my theater school, but then I went to law school. I get right. challenged every day right now, and all I say is that you have to learn to feel that in you know where your best motivations are, and that's a lot of it. When you wake up in the morning, what motivates you? What is on mm-hmm. your mind? To me, if something's on your mind and it's that strong, you need to go after it and conquer it. You can't let people hold you back. Society in general loves to put weights on people and hold them back, and I love to fight all of that. And I think that after you try it once, you start to feel what I feel, which is like this innate power of confidence that makes you go forward in everything. And it could be a challenge to you to go back to school. It could be a challenge to start a new job. You know, what my message I love, it hits the woman who is a businesswoman, and it also hits the mom that's home with her children, taking care of them. That's another mm-hmm. huge role right there. But the idea right. of being able to go forward and try different things, and you know, not everything works, and that's okay too. Like, you could try things, and I always say to people, if something doesn't work the first time, that's all right. That doesn't mean you weren't supposed to try it, and that doesn't mean that you're not supposed to try something else. You know, sometimes right. things just don't always align, and I like to always tell people to just do it again. Maybe there was a piece missing, maybe something that you didn't realize. If you look at everything as a stepping stone to the next challenge and you take these challenges, it's almost better for you. It's healthier.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And just trying something and figuring out whether you like it or you don't in itself is so positive, because at least you tried and at least you got up and you had the courage to actually do something. And I think that that in itself is so good to build that mental muscle of trying things.
Right. And I think in today's society, I love the idea of women empowerment. I mean, I speak my mm-hmm. message to men and women, of course, but I really right. do love the idea that there's still the stigma of, you know, classifying or judging. Mm-hmm. And I really do love the idea that I've kind of challenged so many of those. And that's kind of what I'm all about, is the idea of showing people, especially women, that they can be empowered and do whatever they want. And it doesn't matter what your age is. I started out exceptionally young doing a lot of these things. You could do this at a young age or an older age. It doesn't matter. It matters about your enthusiasm and your belief in yourself. And I think that's where a lot of it starts. That's why a lot of the messages that I like to give also have to do with being healthy and being happy. And if something isn't making you happy, maybe you need to change that too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're such a wonderful living example of this, and really an inspiration for so many women out there and men, just people in general. So can you tell everybody where they could find you and your a little bit just about your company?
Yeah, absolutely. So my company's name's Alternative Investigations. The name says what it means. We have alternatives uh-huh. to many investigations.
So whether
it's the fact that, you know, depending what type of private investigation you need, we can take care of it all. From investigating a case to executive protection. You could find us at, you could actually email me at Cheryl@altinvestigations.com. And you could Wonderful. Also look up a site that I'm attached to, which is called flightdepartmentsolutions.com, which also is a leg of my investigation company that deals with aircraft. So you could find me on that as well. You also, all the social media that I'm on, it's great. If anybody wants to talk, I do a lot of different things where I'm open to ideas on speaking with people and empowering them. So you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter under Cher Cassenza.
Fantastic. And it's CHERCOSENZA for anybody that, you know, doesn't know exactly how to spell that. So please contact Cher. And she is, you're so involved in so many different things. And I know that you're always available for people. And that's just what I just love about you and definitely admire. So thank you so much for being with us today and shedding light on this really important topic. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us today, and stay well.